This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, January 7th. Good morning. I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Tributes to LaMalfa pour in. Bonta, Blass, WOTUS rewrite. New dietary guidelines are expected and Supreme Court decisions are possible. California loses a farmer in the House. Farm groups and water districts across California are mourning the death of Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa yesterday, remembering him as a farm legislator who consistently elevated rural voices and agriculture priorities in Sacramento and Washington. Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia said LaMalfa's background as a farmer shaped his approach to public service, calling him a stalwart defender of the agriculture industry who focused on practical common sense policy and never lost sight of his constituents. The California Farm Bureau echoed that statement, with President Shannon Douglas highlighting LaMalfa's fourth-generation farming roots and his regular presence in County Farm Bureau meetings across Northern California. Douglas said LaMalfa brought the perspective of a working farmer to every level of government, from the legislature to Congress, and remained closely connected to the communities he represented. Water agencies and irrigation districts emphasize LaMalfa's role in shaping water and infrastructure policy. Westlands Water District credited him with championing water reliability, wildfire resilience, and storage investments while advocating for stable operations of the Central Valley Project and State Water Project. Northern California Water Association leaders described him as a consistent advocate for balanced water management in rural economies, noting his willingness to engage across differing perspectives. Commodity groups, including the Almond Alliance, California Association of Wine Grape Growers, and USA Rice, underscored LaMalfa's lived experience as a farmer and his hands-on engagement with growers from rice fields in the Sacramento Valley to wine grape operations statewide. State lawmakers also weighed in. Assembly Republican leader James Gallagher, who shares LaMalfa's district, called him a close friend and mentor, praising his unwavering commitment to Northern California and his example of service rooted in faith, family, and community. Bonta blasts Trump push to further narrow WOTUS. California Attorney General Rob Bonta sharply criticized the Trump administration this week over what he called a renewed effort to weaken federal clean water protections, warning the move could strip safeguards from streams, wetlands, and other waterways relied on by California communities and agriculture. Bonta argued the administration's proposal to further narrow the definition of waters of the United States under the Clean Water Act would roll back decades of environmental protections and undermine states' ability to protect water quality. Bonta joined attorneys general from more than a dozen states and the District of Columbia in a comment letter urging federal regulators to abandon the proposed changes. The coalition argued that the revisions go beyond what is required by the Supreme Court Sackett decision and would leave many rivers, streams, and wetlands vulnerable to pollution and destruction. Clean water is essential for public health, wildlife, our agriculture economy, Bonta said, arguing the proposal would disproportionately affect the western states like California, where many waterways are seasonal or intermittent, but still play a critical role in water supply, flood control, and groundwater recharge. The multi-state comments call on federal agencies to retain the existing regulatory framework and focus on fully enforcing the Clean Water Act rather than further narrowing its scope. Indiana congressman hospitalized after a car accident. Representative Jim Baird, an Indiana Republican and House Agriculture Committee member, he's been hospitalized after a car accident, but is expected to make a full recovery, that is according to his office. Baird's vehicle, quote, was struck in an accident, according to a press release. and a speech at the House GOP retreat yesterday. President Trump said Baird and his wife were recovering and were going to be okay. Now take note, Baird's hospitalization temporarily tightens House GOP margins that shrunk after LaMalfa's death and the resignation of Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. Currently, Republicans, including Baird, hold 218 seats in the 435-member chamber. Democrats hold 213. Four seats are vacant. Supreme Court may issue opinions Friday as tariff case looms. The Supreme Court is scheduled to release opinions Friday, but no details of what case or cases will be addressed. However, among the possible decisions is a ruling on the legality of the Trump administration's emergency tariffs. The court heard arguments for the case in November, and analysts were surprised by how forcefully Trump-appointed justices pushed back on the administration's arguments. Even if the court rules the tariffs are illegal, the administration could find ways to replace many of those duties. Wendy Cutler told AgriPulse yesterday, the former trade negotiator said, "I fully believe the administration has a plan. Tariffs will remain," but she added that there could be some, quote, turbulence in the interim. Tariff rates may fluctuate over the period of time, Cutler said. The unpredictability could also complicate ongoing trade negotiations, she noted. Fungicides approval challenged. Farm worker and environmental groups are challenging EPA's approval of a fungicide that they allege is technically, quote, a forever chemical. Farm Worker Justice, Pesticide Action and Agroecology Network, North America, and Center for Food Safety have petitioned the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco. The petition seeks a review of EPA's November decision approving cyclobutrifluoram. EPA concluded when it okayed the use of the chemical that, quote, no human health risk of concern were identified when the pesticide is used according to the label. The petitioners say it, quote, increases the risk of cancer, particularly tumors in the thyroid, which is a crucial part of the endocrine system that regulates everything from metabolism to brain development and fertility. The Syngenta-developed fungicide is registered for use on romaine lettuce and has seed treatments as well for cotton and soybeans. It's also registered for use on non-food crops like turf grass and ornamentals like Christmas trees. EPA's Cancer Assessment Review Committee has classified the chemical as, quote, not likely to be carcinogenic to humans. Now here's more on pesticides. The latest pesticide data program report from USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service shows nearly all products tested had levels of crop protection chemicals below EPA-mandated tolerances. In 2024, tests were conducted on close to 10,000 samples from 19 commodities of fresh and processed fruits and vegetables, nuts and fish, AMS said in a news release. Here's today's final word. While we often approached issues from different perspectives, he fought every day for the people of California with conviction and care. He will be deeply missed. That the word of Governor Gavin Newsom, who honored Representative Doug LaMalfa despite leading a ballot initiative last year to oust him and four other Republicans from office. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, January 7th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.